After decades of rising childhood obesity rates, several cities across the country, including Rochester, are reporting their first declines. Dr. Stephen Cook is assistant professor of pediatrics at the Golisano Children's Hospital. He also heads several local initiatives to combat childhood obesity, and he joins us now. Dr. Cook, good morning.
Good morning, Beth. How are you?
Fine, thank you. Thank you for being here. According to the report by the Robert Wood Johnson Foundation, this is the first bit of good news on this topic in about 30 years. Is that true?
It really is, because these the data in the Robert Wood Johnson report is from very large communities, from cities, from states, and it's collected on very broad numbers of kids. So it is encouraging because, you know, these rates have been rising, and the first thing you want to see is for them to stabilize, and there's been suggestion of that from national data for a year or two now. And now this is really encouraging that in cities that have focused strategies, they're actually seeing, you know, small but important declines.
Where do obesity rates for children in our area stand right now in Rochester?
Well, we're in the process right now, actually, of reassessing that. But based on the most recent data we have, it's about 15% of kids across the county are obese, but when we look at kids in the city, it's about 22%, whereas kids in the suburbs, it's about 12%, and that's for kids from the ages 2 to 18.
And New York State actually reported, I believe, a 5.5% decline in the number of obese students from 2007 to 2011.
That was actually specifically in New York City, yes.
Uh-huh. Well, the report states that scientists don't really believe anti-obesity programs actually work. They say it will take a broad set of policies applied systematically to effectively reverse these trends. What is your opinion about that?
I think the important point is what they're trying to get at is that just obesity treatment is not going to be the thing that reverses this. So it is going to take multiple steps. It's going to take everything from prevention all the way to treatment, and we need to include both sides of the spectrum. So I think that's one of the key pieces, that knowing that you're going to look at, you know, everything has to be on the table. No one thing will move the needle, but then you can't leave anything out either.
Well, most of these efforts really have to be led by either parents or the school system. Does that present challenges in itself?
Well, I think that's only partly true. I think these have to be led by administrators. They have to be led by government and regional governments as well, too. Schools are a very important part around the, you know, the child's day, but their primary focus is education, and that's, you know, that's where a lot of their activity has to be. Parents are engaged, schools are engaged, but it has to be really all facets of community. It has to be availability of food. It has to be the geographic distribution of it. It has to be our access to play. It has to be everything.
Obesity affects which group of children the most? What are the statistics about that?
So it's usually teens more than school age or preschool age kids, and it's poor children more than non-poor children, regardless of race. When we've looked at the data here in the city of Rochester, it was geography. It was their zip code that was a stronger predictor, and their socioeconomic status was a stronger predictor of them being obese than their racial status.
Are there any other sorts of efforts in place here in Rochester to bring these numbers down even further?
Well, there's really been a great concerted effort that the Greater Rochester Health Foundation has helped convene, and with that we've brought in additional funding from outside the region. New York State has funded projects with our department, as well as some after-school programs, and the Robert Wood Johnson Foundation and other NIH dollars. So it is really important, because the federal dollars can be variable at time, and having a local partner that financially is supporting this when other things aren't is incredibly important.
Dr. Stephen Cook, thank you again.
Thank you so much, Beth. I appreciate it.